back here from our mighty 690 KGG of studios in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Speck. Glad you're with us as we're joined in studio by the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director. It's Lisa Wilson for our regularly scheduled Tuesday morning interview. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Always good to have you here in studio to let us know exactly what's going on. Chamber events, or really any events happening up for our neighbors in the northern parts of Montgomery County, up in Independence. Real quick before we start, it is Recycling Day. As always.
It is. Every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the Sanitation Yard at 21st and Maple, you can drop off your recyclables, but actually it's expanded beyond recyclables. I don't know if we've talked about this on air, but the City of Independence has approved the drop-off of basically anything in an effort to clean up and beautify our community. You can drop off your mattress. You can drop off your...
Are tires included
supplies.
In that as well?
Not right now.
Okay.
They
okay.
aren't. But you can drop those things off at the sanitation yard anytime. So just load up your truck. They have also positioned dumpsters in places in and around the community. And if you pay attention, if you're in Independence, I mean, over the weekend, those dumpsters were full because it was absolutely, you know, beautiful weather. People were out cleaning.
St. Paddy's Day. Yeah. Well, and glad they're being put to use, too.
I know. It's nice to see them overflowing. So it's working, and hopefully the outcome is a more beautiful Independence. So recycling and basically kind of a community cleanup right now.
Yeah, and as ugly as initially it may look, you know, passing a dumpster that's just overflowing, you gotta think more broad than that. You know, that's compiled there, and it's going to be put away. It's going to be put into a spot that it's belonging instead of the trash just sitting in an alley or sitting in a corner somewhere. It is where it's supposed to be. So
absolutely. They'll haul that off eventually.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Looks like we've got ladies' night tonight as well.
We do. So, and on the third Tuesday of every month, the Independence Public Library has ladies' night. So you can always put it on your calendar. And it's just a fun evening all for the ladies. They do crafts, they have food, they serve wine, and they just visit and network and enjoy each other's company. They always have some kind of clever craft that they make, and it's $5 to sign up. That covers the cost of materials. And as always, if you want more information about library events, call 331-3030, and they can give you all the information about book clubs and senior day and ladies' night out. I mean, if you see anything on their Facebook page or their website and you want more information, call 3030 and they can, give you all the details, but they have lots of programming.
Great. Yeah. And it looks like senior day is this Thursday, looks like, at the public library as well.
Yes. So senior day starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and ends at 7 in the evening. And they have all kinds of things planned that day. They serve coffee and donuts. They have they have a movie, I believe. They have a craft that they do. They have a book discussion. But you don't have to stay the entire time, as I understand it. You can just drop by anytime between the hours of 10 and 7 and experience whatever they're offering for seniors during that time period.
Nice.
So you can find the things that are of interest to you and drop by and enjoy those.
Yeah, you got to appreciate kind of that freedom with it, you know, come as you go, see what it's all about, and enjoy some time with it. So very cool. You had mentioning some networking, but looks like we've got quite a bit of networking opportunities coming up this weekend.
We do.
Or Thursday, actually, it looks like.
Thursday's a big day.
It is.
Lots of networking opportunities, as you said. So YPI, which stands for Young Professionals of Independence, will have their kickoff event. It's called Network and Chill. It's at Turbo Sports Bar and Grill, and that's at 103 West Main. It starts at 5:30. It's for young professionals between the ages of 21 and 40-ish, so you can define that. And you show up and you get an opportunity to just hang out, visit with your friends, and learn more about YPI and what they have planned for the year. They have not only opportunities to just network and visit with each other, but they have things for the families. They have things for just couples. They have things for individuals. They have things for civic engagement, all kinds of things that they have planned over the course of the next, 8 to 10 months.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, again, it's a lot of times it's always good to know what's going on, but it's also good to know who is involved. You know, it's not always what you know, it's who you know. And this is a great example. And network and chill. I got to love the use of wordplay there. Well, it is ladies' night tonight, but looks like they've got some speed networking as well. As I love how it goes from network and chill to kind of a speed dating comparison to networking as well. I love it, though. So what is where's that happening?
So Joanne Smith is heading up Women for Women, and it is basically a grant from the Kauffman Foundation. She has monthly events, quarterly events. They're all tailored towards women entrepreneurs, and this one is called Speed Networking. So you kind of think of speed dating, but in a structured, productive kind of way without that awkward silence and judgment and disappointment.
Oh, I love that.
It's at the Fab Lab. It's at 6 o'clock in the evening on Thursday. And I just talked to Joanne this morning, and they still have a few spots available. So if you're interested, you can give her a call at 330-3006, or you can email her at fabcreativeservices@gmail.com. And what it is, though, I want to kind of expand on it. They serve hors d'oeuvres. They have beverages. You know, it's a great, fun evening. I've been to lots of them. It's always a good time. But this particular one, they're going to be encouraging the women to share their entrepreneurial stories, tips for business or personal resources, feedback for your ideas and new ideas to consider. So it's really just an opportunity for you to visit with other women, throw out an idea, go, hey, I've been thinking about this. What do you think? Get some feedback, or I'm already doing this. Maybe I need some pointers. You know, it's a great way to be very, very supportive of other women entrepreneurs. So if you're thinking about stepping out in faith and tapping into your entrepreneurial spirit, you definitely want to get involved in this group.
Yeah, and a lot of things that applies to so many, whether you know you're a scientist trying to figure out a problem, or whether you're something that's kind of ran into a stalemate, an extra set of eyes or an extra set of ideas could be the difference in you solving that problem or starting a new business or starting something, you know, great. It's not usually just one individual, you know, like as much as Steve Jobs and Bill Gates get that all that credit, of course they had some help. Of course they had some guys there or some ideas that kind of pushed them forward. But, you know, those are extreme examples. But at the same time, sometimes it is that extra little bridge that gives you the idea and then you can go forward with it. So
I know. And how nice that our county is embracing entrepreneurial spirit. Yep. and mindsets and thinking like that, because that's how you get creativity and innovation in your county, and you know, really put yourself on the map. So with all of the great things happening at the Fab Lab, what a resource that we have that you know, is basically at your fingertips, that most people in most large communities even don't have access to all of the things that are inside the walls of the Fab Lab. So it's a way for us to grow business, do startup businesses, all kinds of amazing things are coming from that Fab Lab. And again, it's like you were saying, it's just a great way to bounce ideas off of other people and move your spirit forward. So
yeah, because maybe you're stuck, maybe you're, you know, kind of, you know, at a wall with your idea or something. It's just good to hear some new things. So well, looks like this weekend royalty coming to Independence.
Yes. So we've talked about this, I think, already, but there are still tickets available for Tea with Royalty, and that is Saturday, March the 23rd. Like you said, this Saturday. It's hard to believe that we are wrapping up the month. Oh, my
2019
goodness.
2019 is coming and going.
Good night. Tickets are $5. It's at the Historical Museum and Arts Center. And Tea with Royalty will consist of tea with 2019 Miss Kansas Hannah Clausen. So she will be there from 10 to 11:30 to visit with all the ladies. I'm sure she's going to be speaking about our platform. She'll be taking lots of pictures. So it's just a fun way to get your picture taken and be able to say that you met and visited with Miss Kansas. So that's really cool. So she's going to be coming into our community. So you can give the museum a call if you are wanting tickets. Swing by there, and they can still sell you those tickets. So
yeah, and as much as you want to say it, or as much as people as want to, you know, shy away from saying like, oh, celebrities or oh, people of stature, they don't mean anything. I thought I was the same way until I saw one of my favorite hockey players, and it's like, yep, got to have a picture with it. So it's a fun event.
Yeah.
Grab yourself a picture. It's always fun to just go and say you did something. You know what I mean? Be a part of it.
Absolutely. And then watch her on TV when it's the Miss America
and say,
pageant.
I met her.
I know. She walks across the stage and proudly says she's from Kansas. And you can say, absolutely.
And here's who knows? Could be Miss America.
I know.
You never know.
So that's pretty cool. Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to RSVP. They're due at Fort County.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a veteran service project, and it's going to be going on actually right now until April the 1st. And it's in honor of National Service Recognition Day. And basically what that day is, it's on April the 2nd, and it's a day when elected officials and local leaders express their appreciation for veterans and their service and their impact. And so in honor of National Service Recognition Day, RSVP is collecting items, and they have some collection boxes at Main Street, at the Chamber, and at Fort County. And all of these items will be collected in these boxes, and the items will go to the Kansas VA Hospital. And here are some of the items. They're amazingly easy items to collect. The next time you go to the store to get your groceries and your own personal items, grab some extras. You have about 4 weeks to, or maybe not 4 weeks. You've got less than that, but you've got a couple of weeks.
March is flying by. It's ridiculous.
I wish there were 4 weeks. You've got about 2 weeks to collect these items. So every time you go to the store, grab some of these. So how about shampoo and body wash? Razors and shaving gel, toothpaste and toothbrushes and non-alcoholic mouthwashes, denture adhesive and denture cream, deodorant, foot powder, tissues, nail clippers, combs and brushes, recent magazines and books and postage stamps and phone cards, white t-shirts and caps. Just all kinds of things that you can just pick up when you're getting your own toothbrushes and toothpaste. Just throw extra in there. Throw extra shampoo and body wash, an extra pack of disposable razors. Just throw them in and then drop them by the Main Street office. Main Street is at 109 East Main. The Chamber is at 616 North Penn Avenue. And Fort County's location is at 3751 West Main.
Great. Yeah. And again, it's, you know, maybe you have a favorite toothbrush or a preferred toothbrush, but if you look specifically on the shelves, there's like 25-cent toothbrushes somewhere on there. You know, I mean, they cost absolutely nothing. And you don't have to get something that's expanded way out there or get the new Gillette Mach 5 razors. You know, like you said, some disposable razors, some toothbrushes, something simple just to throw a little extra in there. So very neat. With that, well, we keep mentioning that March is flying by, and by the time we get to the 29th and 31st, we're going to be there here before you know it. With that, quite a bit of entertainment happening at the end of the month up there at ICC and the high school as well.
There is a lot of entertainment going on that weekend. March the 29th through the 31st, you can get your musical fix. You can either attend Title of Show, which is being put on by William Inge Theater. That's Friday and Saturday evening at 7 o'clock with a 2 o'clock matinee. Or you can support all the youth at Independence High School and see a presentation, a musical presentation of West Side Story, which should be amazing, at the IHS Performing Arts Center. That, too, will be on Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. So you could actually go to one of the performances on Friday or Saturday and flip-flop the next day or catch a matinee on Sunday. Or better yet, here's what you really need to do. You need to go to one of the musicals on Friday and one of the musicals on Sunday, because on Saturday night, along with the musicals, is also the Kansas Celebrity Hall of Fame guitar extravaganza at the campus of ICC West, which is out on West Main. And it starts at 8 o'clock. And they're going to have performances by top guitarists. I think Mike was here last week. Didn't Mike Flood come and talk about?
Mike actually missed out. He got something came up last Tuesday morning or whichever, he was unable to make it. I told him though that this is that your spot is here, so to you know conduct with you if he was interested in getting in beforehand. But I said, as long as you know Lisa's okay with you taking her spot again, then we more than welcome. But yeah, something came up with Mike that morning, so we missed out on him.
I need to get him plugged back in. Yeah. So I will just go ahead and say then top performances by guitar. Top guitarist and awards for best guitarist by category. Celebrity autographed guitars will be on display. There's going to be guitar exhibits. You can go on the Kansas Celebrity Hall of Fame Facebook page. I know that I saw that they recently posted something. I think there's going to be an Eric Clapton guitar that's going to be on display.
Oh, man.
I hope I said that right, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. Admission is $10. Seating is limited. So you can call in advance and get your tickets to the museum, 331-3515. And participate in that. So again, pick a musical on Friday and on Sunday, and then on Saturday go to the guitar extravaganza.
Great stuff. Again, speaking with Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. And Lisa, we kind of have gotten to the bottom of the hour here. We got a busy morning on tap, but I know there is a couple of things opening in the month of April that our listeners would certainly be excited about, as well as Love Independence coming up as always. And I know we'll hit on those as well. But real quick, what's opening up in April, and what can we expect for Love Independence?
Okay, April 1st is opening day at Little House on the Prairie. April the 13th is Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo Park opening from 11 to 3. You will want to make sure you put those two dates on your calendar. And then on April the 5th is First Friday.
That's right.
And our special speaker on First Friday will be all about first impressions. And the quick version of that is we had a team of individuals who went to Fort Scott and kind of mystery shopped their community. And they also came to Independence and mystery shopped our community.
So you get the results.
I know. And they're putting together a report. They're going to present that at First Friday. That will be in the morning at 7:30 at the Civic Center. It's open to the public. So come and listen to all of the great things that they said about our community and learn about the opportunities for improvement, the things that we can do to really make a difference from an outsider's perspective. And then also we have Love Independence coming up. I want to make sure everyone starts thinking. It will be here before we know it. It's Saturday, April the 27th. It's a complete day of random acts of kindness. So gather your families, gather your grandkids, gather your church groups, your civic organizations, the places that you work, your best friends, anyone, and decide, kind of plan ahead, even though it's random, you know, plan ahead and really think about what you're going to do to be intentionally kind on that day and make a difference. And then on top of that, we want you to give us a call at the chamber office at 331-1890 and let us know what you plan to do, because we're capturing those things so that when we're out and about with our cell phones and we're hoping that we get some TV coverage and really are able to capture all the good that happens in our town that day. So if you let us know what's happening, I know the newspaper's going to be out capturing that as well, and hopefully we'll get it on the TV waves. Hopefully we can capture some of it on the radio. Wouldn't it be fun if people called in?
Heck yeah.
And yeah, and talked about
what they could
do
or something. Yeah.
What they did, what they saw being, you know, extended to someone. So yeah, let's talk more about that. But mark that on your calendar for April the 27th. It's a Saturday. Spend your whole day just being kind.
Again, Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. As Lisa, we'll check in with Love Independence more as we get closer to it. And we'll check in with you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.